Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Ding dong merrily on high, in heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong merrily on high. Nim, 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 nim.
Oh, excelsis in the field. That was lovely, that lad. Lovely. Thanks. Happy Christmas, by the way.
Happy fucking Christmas. Apparently, I swear too much. I think I do, actually.
What year is it for? What year is this?
I'm not sure
you just did then, but it didn't look right.
Smelt my own fart. Christmas 2016 was the greatest Christmas there ever was. I suspect that's not, frankly, true, to be honest.
Poor. 2016, I reckon you could be correct this year. I think it's not the greatest.
I don't think any Christmases are great anymore, to be honest. But
I'm waiting to have another kiddie in the house so I can enjoy Christmas again. My kids are little bastards now. They just want a fucking iPhone or a fucking new PlayStation or something.
Yeah.
And then once they've got that, they fuck off for the rest of the day. I don't see them.
Well, yeah. No, they're not. They're lovely. Oh, right. So, Christmas Day 2016 was... I've got no idea.
It was a Sunday.
Sunday. So, so Saturday was Christmas Eve. So you're there. You're probably in work on the Friday.
You got Saturday, Sunday off. The Monday, then back in.
Well, you'd have
a Boxing Day. Yeah, they probably have a day and
probably not going in until probably maybe the Wednesday, something like that. So, yeah, fair enough. Hairy muff, not too bad. Right.
I'm a fat old 45-year-old man. You're obviously 43. No, you're about to turn 43.
Fucking hell, mate.
My Becca is like 15 and a half. Matt's 11 and a half.
Just getting old, aren't we, at this point?
Yeah. Matt's still after sorts of action figures and sorts of stuff like that. Becca's probably into clothes, makeup. The dolly years are over.
Yeah.
Probably phones.
It's all a blur. It's just like our Grace is, seven at this point. So, yeah, she got shit. And our Eve is 14 at this point. So she got shit. I'm fucking no.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt would have been like into like a football kit, stuff like that. So much a fucking football top is now.
Oh.
Just a shirt, replica shirt. 100 quid.
Jesus.
In Sports Direct, which you thought would have been the cheapest. Sports Direct Liverpool top for next season. £99.95. Thank God he's working. He can buy his own now.
That's the war in Ukraine for you. It's put up all the prices in the Chinese fucking sweatshops where they make them.
Yeah. So I've got a little bit of news here. Weather, I've done this one for you, because this is relevant to you and your little life. I hope I got it right, Annie. Cromarty in Scotland, that's somewhere you go regularly, isn't it?
Cromarty, we were there last October, yeah.
Okay, so this year, 2016, Cromarty in Scotland holds the record for the warmest Christmas day temperature north of the border.
Wow.
When on Christmas Day, it reached 15.1 degrees centigrade.
Oh, that's awful.
59.2 Fahrenheit.
Let's go off to Scotland because it'll be cold and it'll be wet and it'll be dark and it'll be maybe even have a bit of snow and everyone's walking around in the shorts.
So it was 59 degrees up in Cromartie, and it was 56 degrees in Landen. That day, Landen was only 56.
That's weird, that, isn't it?
You got to go back to 1920 to find the UK's hottest Christmas, which was 60.1 degrees.
What's that in English?
15.6. 15.6 centigrade, and that was recorded in Killerton in Devon.
Well, you'd expect it in Devon.
Yeah, so Cromartie, I thought it was Cromartie. Cromartie holds Cromartie, the record.
The Scots will say it differently.
Cromartie.
Yeah. We say Dwallo, or where was the other place we love to stay in? Findhorn. We call it Findhorn. They say Findhorn.
Oh, right, okay.
Just little things like that.
So we lost some big names this year. Some big names. Paul Daniels, at age 77. Victoria Wood.
Oh.
Ronnie Corbis.
Oh.
The fifth Beatle, George Martin.
Oh, fucking hell.
Don't know. Teddy Wogan.
Jesus.
David Bowie.
What?
Prince.
No.
Gene Wilder.
Fucking hell.
Alan Rickman.
Jesus.
Muhammad Ali.
What?
On Christmas Eve, we lost Status Quo's Rick Parfitt.
Oh, we had a horrible death, as we remember.
And Liz Smith, who is Nana from the royal family, the Isle Girl.
Oh, could they have wafer thin ham?
And then on actual Christmas Day, 2016.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
George Michael.
No.
Big names went this year, weren't it?
Stop this world, because I want to get off.
Yeah, George Michael, age 53, died of heart disease.
Jesus, I'm literally 50 this year. You're 53 this year.
Yeah, heart disease. You stop sniffing your fingers after poking your ass. It's very off-putting. farting your fingers and sniffing.
I tell you what, you're the same age as George Michael when he died.
Well, I've got to get to December.
September.
No, well, he died in December, yeah. So, yeah, in September, I'll be 53.
Jesus. That burns me. I don't. I can't handle stuff like that. It's like Matt Hancock, the twat, fucking disgraced Tory MP. He was doing all the fucking the COVID inquiry the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 44 years old.
Yeah. And he looks older than us, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But is that just our young eyes looking at him? Because I'm sure we look our age, but we don't think we look our age.
Yeah, oh yeah, we certainly look our age, but we still feel like, well, I don't, but I feel it in my head. I haven't got the body of a 19-year-old.
I still think I'm like in my 30s.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Although if I tried to run after a ball now, I'd probably have a heart attack.
Oh, if we tried to play tennis now.
Fucking hell. They were the good days then. Going to the Bebbington Oval for a few sets of tennis, running around like knobheads in the blazers.
That's when the days would last for weeks.
Yeah.
I'd get over to yours at 9 o'clock and do a week's worth of stuff in one day.
Yeah. You'd do something and then something and then something, then go and have tennis and then go and do something else. Now, if I went and had a set of tennis, I'd need to fucking sleep for a week.
And we used to do skip runs, didn't we, where we'd drive around with this car full of rubbish. Wait till no one was looking and then throw a load of stuff in the skip.
No, we never did that, ever.
I never did that either.
That wasn't me. That was somebody else.
It wasn't me or it wasn't you. Right, so, shall I start with the telly? Shall I mix it up?
Oh, go ahead. Do it, lad.
So, on Christmas Eve, 2015, The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, 2008 film. 4:30, Shrek the Halls animation. So it's a Shrek Christmas special.
Is that, I've never seen that. Is that a full-length movie or is it a short?
It's a short. It's like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
4:50, premiere, Penguins of Madagascar.
Okay, so, I'm not averse to watching that. I quite like Penguins of Madagascar.
I know, but it's just like a whole afternoon of just films. 6:15, BBC News. 6:25, Reed.
The thing
Film
is,
News.
Though, we're tailing our nose up at that because we've probably seen it four or five times. Is that like a premiere or is it?
Yeah, but it's already
probably the first
premiere.
Time it's been on the telly, is it?
First time it's been on the Beeb. It'll have been right, on Sky. 6:30, Pointless Celebrities, Christmas. A festive special of the quiz featuring Leslie Joseph, Duncan James, Faye Tozer, Bobby Davro,
oh,
Joe Pasquale, Wendy Peters. She's dead, isn't she?
Yeah.
Natasha Hamilton. Oh, Keith Chegwin, another dead one. Fucking hell.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Keith Chegwin's dead.
Sorry, mate.
Is he?
You just found out now.
Well, when did he die?
Probably not long after this, to be fair. He's been dead a few years. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Sorry, mate.
That's a blasphemy. Noel's swap shop. He used to love it. He used to do the swapping the toys, didn't he?
Yeah.
Married Mackie Philbin. Oh. I've got to lie down after this.
7:25, Michael McIntyre's Big Christmas Show with Michael Ball, Alfie Bow, and Catherine Tate. Nan, Harry Enfield's Kevin the Teenager, and Alla Jones.
It took me a few years to like Michael McIntyre. When he first came out, I didn't like him. He was a poncy knob.
He still is a poncy knob.
No, I like him now.
No, I still like him. He's definitely a Tory. Mm-hmm. What I love the wheel. The wheel?
Yeah.
But I hate the wheel. Because every one of them poor people goes up in the chair and into a circle of multimillionaires.
Yeah.
Right. And they beg for money, basically.
Yeah.
I need to pay the bills. My cat's got cancer. I'm homeless, I'm jobless. I just want to be able to pay some. I just want the lecky switch back on. Oh, we'll see what we can do for you. And all these millionaires are sitting there, and it fucking riles me, man. The thing is, I always like a game show where it's just not like Blankety Blank. It's the same format as Blankety Blank, basically. Two civilians and celebrities are on the thing, but now all them celebrities are all multimillionaires.
Yeah,
and it just fucking pisses me right off.
Yeah, I've often thought like if a celebrity gets a question wrong and costs them winning, I don't know, $5,000, would they then go at the end of the show, oh, sorry about that, yeah, it's $5,000,
exactly.
Or is it grand?
Yeah, exactly. That's what drives you around the fucking bend. EastEnders 8:25. So this is many years after the 98 one. Phil has given some tough love. Phil is given some tough love by both Shirley and Denise. Linda receives devastating news, and Dot closes up for the final time.
Oh,
that's a bit of history there.
Yeah.
David Williams celebrates Dame Shirley Bassey. David Williams hosts a special night of entertainment, paying tribute ahead of her 80th birthday in January. Is she still alive? Shirley.
Yeah, I would say yeah.
10:05, Peter Kay's Christmas Comedy Shuffle. Clips from the comedian's TV career, including Car Share, Phoenix Nights, and a seasonal sing-along with Paul McCartney. 10:50, The Vicar of Dibley, repeat, winter. Alice goes into labour during Dibley's unconventional nativity play. Classic episode. 11:30, BBC News. 11:45, Midnight Mass from St. Chad's Catholic Cathedral. The Most Reverend Bernard Longley, Archbishop of Birmingham, leads the Midnight Mass. Oh, bye, Shelley Belly. She's going to work.
Belly's off to work.
Oh, she's fucking bang tied to your bed.
I can't tell you what he's saying.
What I want to say. Nice things, Shelley.
I'm saying you're bang tidy. Oh, she's just gone all moist.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Oh, one. 1 a.m. film, Surviving Christmas, 2004. Ben Affleck, Christina Applegate, and James Gandolfini. Christmas Day. 11:50, The Croods, 2013. Cracking little film, but yeah. 1:20, Shaun the Sheep, The Farmer's Llamas. 1:50, Top of the Pops Christmas. That's all it says. Nothing else. 2:50, News and Weather. 3 o'clock, The Queen. 10 past 3, Frozen Premiere.
Ah.
4:45, The Great Christmas Bake Off. 8, Much Loved Baker's Return to join Mel and Sue, Mary and Paul for a special outing, part 2 on Boxing Day. 5:45, The Return of Dr. Maestro, Mysterio, sorry, Dr. Peter Capaldi and Nardole Matt Lucas spend Christmas in New York.
You ruined Doctor Who for me.
Yeah, I stopped.
I got back into Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And then he came along and was like, no, sorry, not for me.
6:45, Strictly Come Dancing Christmas special. 6 previous contestants return. Denise Lewis, Frankie Bridge, Pamela Stevenson, Ainsley Harriet, Gwyneth Jones, and Melvin O'Doom. 8 o'clock, Call the Midwife. It's 1962, and the festivities are interrupted by a letter from the Mission Clinic in South Africa, which is in danger of closure.
Oh.
We'll talk about fucking 6 weeks for the letter to get there. Be closed by the time they write back. 9:30, at least EastEnders hasn't fucking filled the airwaves. Any hopes of a Merry Christmas in Albert Square seem slim with Phil's health deteriorating rapidly.
So is this the storyline where he was come out as an alky?
Probably.
Because I've never watched EastEnders religiously, but I've dipped my toe now and again, so no source of the storylines.
Yeah.
I don't know, he came out as an alky, didn't he? Proper bottle of whiskey a day, man.
Yeah, good lad. 10:30, Mrs. Brown's Boys, 1 of 2, Mammy's Forest. Agnes decides she's had enough of Christmas trees while Grandad's health causes concern. We love that show.
No, not a fan.
It's one of the few things Kerry laughs at. I'm really naked. 11 o'clock, the best of the Tracy Ullman show.
Oh, that's random.
Random. 11:45 on Christmas night. 11:50, Would I Lie to You at Christmas? Repeat. 12:20, Have I Got a Bit More News for You? Repeat. 1:05 in the morning, Citizen Kane.
Oh, power to the people.
Oh, no, Citizen Kane.
Oh.
That's the
Indian one.
That's the Indian one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not the film. So that's the BBC for 2016. I'll just quickly, because ITV...
So Frozen's big then, the movie, the premiere of Frozen, because that was massive.
Yeah. I went to pictures, I want to say 3 times to see that. Christmas Eve on ITV... 1:30, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
There you go.
4:20, 101 Dalmatians, 1961 version. 6:30, Blankety Blank. David Williams presents a special revival of the 70s game show. Is this when they were doing all...
reviving all the old shows?
They brought them all back, didn't they, for a year?
Yeah, like Bullseye and Play Your Cards Right and all them.
Yeah, but I mean, Blankety Blank was BBC. but it's on ITV.
Don't know.
It's 7:30, Aidan, Coronation Street. Aidan admits to Johnny he's in love with Maria while she heads to court. 8 o'clock, Birds of a Feather, another BBC show. There's a Girl in My Soul, festive special of the long-running commentary. 9 o'clock, Grantchester Christmas special. It's the week before Christmas and Sydney's loyalties to the church are strained. 10:30 through the keyhole, Keith Lemon hosts a festive special with Shane Ward, Kelly Brook and Johnny Vegas. I'd watch that one. Keith Lemon's through the keyhole are something special.
Yeah.
TV
funny.
Gold.
Yeah.
11:45, Christmas Carols on ITV. Alla Jones joins the congregation of St. Chad's Church in Rochdale for a candlelight Christmas Eve carol service.
Wasn't St. Chad's doing the last podcast we did?
Yeah.
1998.
It was in Birmingham. St. Chad's in Birmingham.
Wow.
Yeah, because that jumped out at me. Christmas Day, 11:55, Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secrets. 3 o'clock, The Queen. That's a 4-hour film, that. It, well, 3 hours that's on for.
Yeah.
Advert fucking galore. 3:10 news. 3:25, film The Lion King, 1994.
Don't you feel the love?
I hate the Lion King. I hate talking animals. 5:15, You've Been Framed, Harry's Naughty List. Yeah. 5:45, Emmerdale, Joanie Woodies, that she's losing Zach. 6:45, another dead person, Paul O'Grady, for the love of dogs. Paul brings Christmas cheer to the canine residents of Battersea Dogs and Cats Home. He hates cats. 7:45, ITV News, 8 o'clock, Coronation Street, Toya returns to the cobbles.
Toya returns, I remember that.
Yeah. 11 o'clock, Love Actually, 2003, wow. Yeah, that is the worst Christmas telly that we've ever had, ever.
There's nothing there to hold your attention, is there? You're definitely going out.
It's awful.
Let's just go to the pub.
Yeah, it's shockingly bad, that, mate. Shit.
It's either go to the pub or get the Monopoly house. Or the Trivia Pursuits. You hate Trivia Pursuits.
Yeah. I don't mind Trivia Pursuits. I like Trivia Pursuits. Stuart is planning a Trivia Pursuit.
Sounds, that's your telly.
Yeah.
You're right. Not in Boss there, is there?
No.
All right, then. So we'll get on to the music of this year. Oh, Matt's making his dinner. So, singles of 2016, the top five. So, a five, Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas is You. Released in 1994, and it holds the UK record for the longest journey to number one. It took 26 years to finally reach number one. Got to number one the 17th of December, 2020, but it has still never been the Christmas number one.
Because of them two bellends.
Because of them two knobrots. Number four was Touch by Little Mix. Never heard it. Oh, but I don't know. Just Hold On. One Direction's Louis Tomlinson and Steve Aoki. Never heard it.
Never will.
Human, Rag and Bone Man. Boss Song. Not very Christmassy, but yeah, Boss Song. And then nothing says Christmas number one like a woman singing about being a single parent. Rockabye, Clean Bandit featuring Anne-Marie and Sean Paul.
What?
That was Christmas number one. 2016. Clean Bandit and Anne-Marie. Stayed at number one for 9 weeks and basically put Anne-Marie on the world map to become the global phenomenon she is now.
So what's it called?
Rockabye.
Rockabye, baby, rockabye. That one?
No.
Oh.
It's gone, Paul. Clean Bandit.
Yeah. There it is. I'm just adding it into the playlist. On Apple Music, I'll do it. Now it's in Apple Music, I'll do it in Spotify later. I don't know what you use. What do you use? You an Apple Music head?
Apple Music on my phone. Alexa, Apple, when I'm here.
Yeah.
Albums.
Go on then.
Number 5, 24 Hours by Olly Murs.
I like a bit of Olly. I've never listened to anything. I probably know everything that he's done, but I wouldn't go out of my way.
Well, I went on the track listening to this album. I didn't recognise anything, so he's had no hits from this album.
Oh.
This one, I did start listening to, and I'm a little bit hooked on it at the moment. Blue and Lonesome by the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
It's the 23rd album, and it's cover versions of Chicago Blues. So songs like Chicago blues songs that they like, they've covered. And it's all bluesy music. It's really good.
And it was released in 2016, or is it an old album?
It's a new album. Wow. It's the 23rd album, Blue and Lonesome. It's very good. I quite enjoyed it.
I'll give that a listen, actually.
Number 3, Elvis, The Wonder of You, is Elvis with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I tried listening to it, and it was hard to listen to.
It's a good album, but it doesn't work.
No. Yeah, I tried to listen to it, and I couldn't.
They're not bad songs.
But it's not the songs we recognise. You want to sing along, but you can't, because it's all the Philharmonic Orchestra doing the music.
Yeah, they don't fit. They don't fit together. It's a brilliant idea, but the concept just... for me, doesn't work. What's brilliant in this day and age of streaming and shit is you can literally go and listen to it without having to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Number 2, Little Mix's 4th album, Glory Days. Went straight to number 1 when it was released on the 1st December. Stayed there for 2 weeks. It knocked off the Rolling Stones album, which was number 1 at the time. Mm-hmm. And then it knocked off what is to be the Christmas number 1. And then it returned to number 1 in the new year for 3 more weeks. So they must have had, I don't know, must be something on the telly, Little Mixie, and they made all the kids go out and buy the album. So it became number 1 after the Christmas as well. And number 1, and I still fucking don't know who's buying these albums, Michael Ball and Alfie Bo. Together, Michael and even Michael Bublé is at number 8 and number 9 in this chart.
Yeah.
I don't get who's buying these albums, because it's just all cover versions of old songs and them crooning along to it.
Easy money for them, innit? I mean, I don't know how much money's in it for them anymore. Because, you know, they're doing they're fulfilling their contractual obligations, aren't they?
Yeah, but who's buying it?
Well,
who wants to listen to them singing When You Wish Upon a Star, or You'll Never Walk Alone, or Bring Him Home from Les Mis, or Somewhere from West Side Story? Who's buying it? Who wants to listen to them?
Maybe no one's buying it. Maybe the album chart is like the music, the single chart. Maybe it streams. So it's hard to say, isn't it, now? Because in this era of
music, who's streaming it then? Granny's trying out the new Alexa. Alexa, play Michael Ball.
Yeah.
Young hottie. Alexa, do not play Michael Ball.
I was in Brian's house the other week, and he had his Alexa on.
Alexa, stop.
And he was listening to Jane McDonald.
Alexa, stop. Oh. Michael Ball, music from Sweeney Todd.
Michael Ball sings about getting on a bus. So there are people out there. I mean, Jane McDonald.
Yeah, but she's not going to be Christmas number one ever, is she?
No, I don't suppose she is, unless she does a Christmas album. And she's probably done one.
So and that's Sue it. Boyle. I was quite angry when I saw they were Christmas number one album. I'll go on to movies.
Go ahead.
Big films of this year. Okay, this year was dominated basically by animation and superhero movies. So we had Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Secret Life of Pets.
Never seen it.
Okay. The Jungle Book.
Yes.
Zootopia.
Yeah.
Sing. Moana. Trolls. Kung Fu Panda 3. And Sausage Party. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
The adult cartoon.
Yeah, that was a classic.
And then you got Captain America Civil War, Deadpool, Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad, Doctor Strange, and X-Men Apocalypse. And then others, non-animation or superhero, was The Purge, Election Day, The Girl on the Train, The Woman Version of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, liked it.
La La Land. And Fantastic Beasts, Somewhere to Find Them.
Yeah.
So that's what was big this year. Christmas week, what you'd actually go and actually see if you're going for Christmas would be The Nightmare Before Christmas, Collateral Beauty, the Will Smith film, Donnie Darko, the Jake Gyllenhaal film, and Rogue One, the big film of the year. Star Wars story.
I love Rogue One. It's a cracking film.
Yeah. It's about them going to get the blueprints for the Death Star, isn't it? Try and blow it
up. Yeah.
How they find set, the next boss.
Literally set immediately before, and it was based on the scroll and credits at the start of A New Hope. It was literally one line in that. Basically says, at great cost, the rebels have got the plans, paraphrasing, and they expanded it out and made the film
made
out
a
of
full
it.
Movie out of it, yeah.
Yeah, fucking boss, mate.
Mm-hmm. Yup. That was the big movies. Go flying through this one. Rice, toys.
Go on.
I know you've said you've done absolutely fuck all on this year, so it's all down to me again.
Yeah.
Big toys of the year. So the action figure of the year was Power Rangers. The pocket money toy of the year were Mashems. Do your kids into Mashems?
No.
They were only about £3 each, according to this. It was like a Kinder Egg thing. You open it up and you don't know what toy you get until you've opened it. But you don't get chocolates. There was hundreds of different series, like fast food ones or dog ones or whatever. So you don't know what you're getting. The interactive toy of the year was Snuggles, My Dream Puppy. As soon as I read that, I thought that's something one of your kids had, surely. No? That was worth £50. The craze of the year was Pokemon. The collectible range of the year was Shopkins. Your Grace was into that one, she. Sure.
I don't know, mate.
Shopkins.
I can only remember Grace from now. Now, Grace.
The one to kill you, Grace.
Yeah.
Social media sensation of the year was Speak Out and from Hasbro. And I think, didn't Ellen DeGeneres on her chat show used to do it as part of her show? And it made it massive. And everybody wants to have it. You know, you put the thing in your mouth and you got to read the line off a card.
Oh, yeah. We've done that in your house, didn't we?
Yeah, we bought it, yeah. The game of the year was Pie Face by Hasbro again.
Did that in your house?
Yeah. I've got a boss.
Well, that's going back to traditional sort of Christmas days of our youth, where the family are getting together and
It was about family. Games. It was about nan and granddad coming down, maybe an auntie and uncle. You all getting together, put a little buffet on. They all play a game, watch Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah, spot on, all 40.
Yeah. So I've got boss video footage of like my ma playing Pie Face. So I put it when we did the slideshow at a funeral. I put a picture of her with getting the pie face in her face. Oh, it was
But it's nice that you've got them memories in it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that literally that stupid little game has enabled you to have them memories.
Yeah, and when I think back to it, it always brings a little giggle to me. The doll of the year was a 12-inch DC superhero girl.
Oh.
No, it was all the superhero doll for girls. I think it must have been like Wonder Woman or Supergirl. Or the preschool toy of the year was Paw Patroller. It was a plane that lights up and has sound, and a dog flies it. And that was 50 quid to buy.
What would the dog do if it was flying the airplane and it needed to lick its ass?
Well, the same thing you do when you're fucking pilot when you're driving your train.
Lick me ass.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
The outdoor toy of the year was the flat ball. Remember that? It was like, obviously, a ball shape, but it squashes down to like a frisbee. So when you're throwing it to each other, if it goes up on a roof, it pops up and turns into a ball and rolls back down again, so it'll never be stuck on the roof.
Oh, you invented that.
Clever. Mr. Flat. And the toy of the year award was given to Hatchimals. Your two must have had these. I'm sure I've seen this in your house. Massive. It's like a massive Easter egg. And all you can see through the egg is a pair of eyes, light up eyes inside. You break the seal and you've got to interact with the egg for so many hours or days or whatever. And then eventually it hatches. And your little cuddly toy comes out.
I've never had that.
And it's like the Furby. The more you do to it, the more interaction you give it and touch the pressure points on it and everything, it evolves and does more. And it grows bigger. I think its neck grows to like giraffe size. So the more you interact with it, it grows as you play with it.
Sounds like I want one.
And there's five different species, and you don't know what species you get until he hatches. So again, if you don't get the one you want, Dad can have another one.
Yeah, genius.
60 quid each. 60 quid each. That's all I've got.
No, that's fucking spot on, mate. That's not every episode can be as in depth. We've had a lot going on, both of us, but we've made a commitment to two episodes a month. So when we've got more time, there'll be a bit more in depth. And when
we've had things on our plates.
Yeah. So, this is the mid-July episode in the bag, laughing. Hello, July. It's been amazing. Can't believe he won Wimbledon. And I can't believe she won Wimbledon and her left tit fell out. It was amazing. yeah.
I thought we'd had torrential rain July the 12th.
Yeah, so it is what it is, mate, but it's lovely that we're back doing it. We've got a nice little back catalogue there, gathering speed. We'll have the two August ones done very soon.
Yeah, be able to commit a bit more time to these ones.
And then we're on the run up to, I mean, Halloween first, but we're on the run up to Christmas.
Actual Christmas.
So we might try and get a Christmas, the top three Christmas films, get them watched, make some notes on them, and then talk about them and put it out on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. Like our Christmas specials.
Be nice.
So, do you have want you the jokes?
No.
Or the number random eater first?
Do you spin your wheel thing so we know?
Okay, so the first one for August the 1st is Weird 2016.
Nope, done it.
1994.
Oh, have we done 94?
I think we have, you know.
Let me scroll, let me scroll, let me
That's the
scroll.
year we met each other.
We've done 93.
Oh.
There's no 94.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that was 94. Yeah, 94.
94, the year we met.
First year, 94.
Spot on. That's a boss year, that. Excited for that. The next one. Oh, I think we've done this one. 1959. Couldn't be more different.
Done 59, yeah.
Gutted. I don't know if you want to do this one. It's saying 96.
No, go on, skip that. We've just done a 98. Let's mix it up a bit.
83.
83. 85. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
Boss year, 83, mate.
Na, 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 na. No, we've done 84. So 83, yeah?
Yeah, so 94 and 83 for the August episodes. Boss them. That their boss years, then, mate, for August.
I'll put the work in on them.
I will too. You tell me what to do, because I owe you. You take the lead on this. You're in charge of this show, so you tell me what research to do, and I'll go and do that research, and then we'll have that. Because I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do, and then when I say I've done it, you say, oh, I've done that. So you just take the lead, you do what you want to do, but you tell me what I'm doing, and I'll get it done.
All right.
So my joke is going to be well better than yours, because I've gone to ChatGPT to get a Christmas joke.
Okay, go on then.
I asked it, tell me a classic Christmas joke. So it's not making a joke up.
Okay.
Certainly, here's a classic Christmas joke for you. Why did Santa go to music school?
I don't know. Why did Santa go to music school?
Because he wanted to improve his rap skills.
Oh, 8 out of 10 for that one. I've got this one. I'm not that impressed with it, but it's there. It's there. What did the puddle say to the snowman?
What did the puddle? I've just come out of your arse.
Close, no. Is it me or is it getting hot in here? Keep the change, you filthy animal.